Welcome to The Lexi Show, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, intuitive magic maker, and life and business coach. I'm a firm believer that normal is boring, provocative is a new perfection, and true transformation happens from the inside out. Get ready to reach your next level of success by tossing out the cookie cutters and claiming your distinct magic with a unique blend of business strategy, self-mastery, spirituality, sexuality, and everything in between. There's truly nothing that is off limits in this show. So get ready to get real, raw, and go deep. All right, let's do this thing. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my gosh! I am so freaking excited and giddy right now because of this episode. Can you guess why? Well, you probably might be able to guess if you read the episode description, but I'm coming at you on a Monday instead of a Thursday, which is when I usually release my podcast episodes because, drum roll please, I am introducing a new episode. So I'll be producing two podcast episodes each week. And this episode every Monday is going to be about the weekly witchery newsletter that went out. So if you're not subscribed to my newsletter list, first of all, what the heck are you doing? Definitely be sure to go ahead and subscribe. And when you do, you're going to get a free little gift from me when you do so. So all you have to do is go to lexidangelo.com/income-ceiling-training. I'll put this in the show notes as well. But you'll be able to not only get access to a dope free training that will be on sale in the future, but you'll also be able to get on my newsletter list so you can get access to the weekly witchery. So you're probably wondering, okay, like, well, WTF is this weekly witchery shiz that you're talking about? And so basically what it is a new weekly newsletter where you'll be able to get your weekly dose of magic with all the latest and greatest resources, tools, and inspiration to master your craft, create miracle style results in your life and with your clients, and really live a spell struck life. So it is so fun and it is so magical. There's so much juiciness inside. And so inside of these episodes, what I'm going to be doing is I am going to be sharing all the goods and diving a little bit deeper than I even do inside of the newsletters, even though those are action and value packs. So you definitely want to subscribe to get access to those because sometimes, you know, you like reading and sometimes maybe you like listening, which is great. So this is your option for that. So my disclaimer in the newsletter is any basic witch can read this email or, in your case, listen to this podcast episode or any podcast episode. But in order to create masterful magic, you must practice the spells and embody them because that is when they become potent and powerful AF, and that is when you are able to practice true magic. Cool? Cool. All right, so inside of the weekly witchery, there are different categories and sections. So first up, we have What's Brewing. And these are updates, exciting news, and some witchy gossip. So first up is the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification. This is for you if you are ready to become a top leader and master practitioner who facilitates miracle style client results that make you stand out and sell out at high level prices. And I mean, I don't know about you, but when I do my epic work in the world, I love being paid high prices that feel so good and allow me to create the lifestyle that I desire. And I know you desire and deserve that too. How do we do this? Well, by mastering the tools, techniques, and practices of personal and professional development, conscious and subconscious programming, and modern and ancient magic. So if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, the doors to the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification are officially open. I literally could not be more pumped. I am so proud of this. I am so excited for the women who have enrolled in it. Now, here's the thing though. There's only a week left to enroll before the VIP unicorn price goes poof. So after June 30th, the price will be going up by $1,000. So you definitely want to get in now. And in case you're not familiar with the details of this, by the end of our 6 life-changing months together, you'll be certified in 6 transformational modalities. So you will be an integrative alchemy practitioner. You'll be a certified success coach and life coach. You'll be a certified neurolinguistic programming practitioner. You'll be a time techniques practitioner. You'll be a clinical hypnotherapist, and you'll be an emotional freedom techniques practitioner as well. So that is, you know, pretty magical. And this is truly for people who are ready to become the best of the best at their craft, AKA this is for you if you're listening. So if you want to check out more details, if you want to apply, which I know you do, like literally this shiz is so freaking life changing, then you want to go to lexidangelo.com/certification. Cool? Cool. Awesome. So next up, the next category we have going on is tricks, spells, and rituals. So this is to help you master the craft of personal and professional transformation. So each week I'll be sharing a new technique or tip or tool or whatever it is to really help you create epic magic in your life and your business. So the first little trick or spell that I have going on here is called Proof of Magic. So if you've ever seen me share screenshots on Instagram of the epic client results my clients are getting, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you definitely want to do that at Lexi D'Angelo. I am always sharing stories and it's really fun to hang out with all of you over there. So definitely come follow me and say hi. So you'll see that they use this hashtag Proof of Magic all the time. And so what this does is it's all about tracking and sharing evidence that your desires are becoming your reality. So when something takes place, that is a clue that you are manifesting what it is that you desire. I want you to write it down in your journal or in a document called Proof of Magic, or maybe in your phone in the notes. So for example, let's just say like you have this big goal of, creating 10K. Now, maybe you haven't hit that goal yet, but if somebody comments on a post of yours saying that they're 100% resonating with what you're saying and, oh my God, they'd love to work with you, that is proof of magic. Write that down. Or maybe an amazing opportunity comes across your path where somebody wants to interview on their podcast and it would be a great visibility opportunity. Guess what? That's proof of magic. Or maybe you come across a sign that you asked for or whatever it is. Write that down and record the proof. So what does this do? Well, it does a few important things. So first of all, it makes you put even more intention and focus towards seeking proof of what you desire and tasks your RAS, so your reticular activating system, to seek out more evidence, experiences, and opportunities that will get you closer to your desired goal. So our conscious mind is the goal setter. It's the one that's like saying, okay, yay, like let's go create that 10K. And your subconscious mind is the goal getter. So once it locks in on something, it is sifting through things. It is trying to find things to help match what it is that your goal is. It's like, you know, trying to fulfill its mission, so to speak. So when you are writing down this proof of magic, you are just further focusing on what you want and training your brain to look for those things. It's science. It is not woo-woo, but also it's woo-woo and it's science. It's all one and the same. So also, if you ever feel any doubts or insecurities creeping on in, this serves as a beautiful reminder that things are working in your favor and that if you shift your focus back to the positive and what you seek, you will continue to attract what you desire. So I don't know about you, but there are days when I sometimes am like, oh my God, like why am I even doing this? Or, you know, am I cut out for this? It's normal. It happens. And luckily, this happens a lot less frequently than it used to, but it used to happen a lot. And so having a document of proof of magic or even love notes from clients and things like that has been so helpful to just help me be like, okay, I am on the right path. This is what I'm meant to be doing. Good reminder. Thank you. Now, here's a little pro tip. I would love for you to come and share your proof of magic inside of the Coven, which is our totally free Facebook group. So you can search for The Coven with Lexi D'Angelo inside of Facebook, or you can go to the show notes where you'll be able to easily join via the link there. So why is it important that you come and share? Well, first of all, it's really powerful when you name what you're calling in and you claim it, and when you are witnessed and celebrated in the process. So not to mention when you are surrounded by such a powerful group of other women, your manifesting powers become that much stronger. So definitely be sure to join us. It's totally free. It's so valuable. There are so many amazing peeps inside. And definitely be sure to use the hashtag proof of magic in your post so we can easily find it and support you. All right. Next section is time warp. So this is a section for, you know, in case you missed it, we're going to poof you back into the past to check out some of our old content. So So what we talked about in the time warp section was, first of all, the Lexi show. We talked about last week's episode. So if you haven't listened, last week was BTS, so behind the scenes, of my 54K cash month. So inside of that episode, I broke down exactly what I did to create a $54,111.05, gotta include the 5 cents, cash month. So I answer all of the questions that people submitted about how I made this my reality, and I'm pretty sure that what I shared is definitely gonna surprise you. So you really wanna take a look at it, and by take a look at it, I mean tune into it, because it's going to help you create your own epic success on your terms. I'm also sharing all the dirty details of exactly what I sold. So I broke down how much of each product or program I sold, as well as the prices and the strategies I implemented. And I share some really crucial information inside. People have said how valuable it's been. So you definitely don't want to miss that. I would for sure, after you listen to this, go back and listen to that baby. Then from the blog, last week, we talked about the forced business model that I used to subscribe to. And this forced business model is based off of the law of fixed formulas versus a flow business model based off of the law of frequency, which is now what I align my business with. So if you feel like you're currently struggling inside of your business, whether that be because you're uninspired, feeling like you need to work hard to get results, or feeling overwhelmed with what the gurus, quote unquote, are saying, this is for you. And also, if you feel pretty damn good about the trajectory of your business, but you know there's even more room for alignment, flow, fun, magic, and abundance, this is also for you. So definitely be sure to take a look at that inside of the show notes as well. And you can go back to episode, I believe it's episode 22, where I talked about this on the podcast as well. So you can tune in or you can read it, whatever you fancy. Next, we have Under the Spell Of. So this is the people, the resources, and the tools that I'm currently spellstruck by. So this week, we featured Shireen Sun, who is the founder of the Lead From the Heart, Change the World, advice from 30 plus experts on how to thrive in your sacred business summit. So I usually do not say yes to summits. In fact, 99.9% of the time, it's a big hell's no for me. But there are three reasons why I said yes to my friend Shireen inside of this free interview series. So first of all, it is not a bunch of business coaches giving you cookie cutter formulas or scripts. These are authors, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, influencers, and healers who have found a way to make their business their own and make it really work for them, which I love. I think it's awesome to have a wide range of opinions and backgrounds and things that people are doing and not to have, you know, any type of cookie cutters. I love cookies, gluten-free, of course, but I'm not a fan of the cookie cutters. Two, people keep it real on this summit. It's not just a bunch of spiritual people talking about rainbows and unicorns, although I love unicorns and I do love rainbows too, or spiritually bypassing the bigger issues. It will really help you see that you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you if you're not making tons and tons of money yet or always in a super enlightened place. So I love keeping things real, right? I love thinking big and really stretching myself and expanding and growing. And I like to get down to earth and be real about things, if you couldn't tell. 3, this ain't Shireen's first rodeo. It's actually her 5th. So the way she does things is opposite of the stuffy traditional summit type of format, which obviously I love when people are doing things differently. It's actually fun, and we go deep and we talk about the honest realities of our world and how we can use our businesses to do better. So there's so many amazing experts. I am one of them, and I had so much fun during my interview. Not to mention, I gave away some really amazeballs content. So you will definitely want to tune in and reserve your spot for free. So again, just go to the show notes to do so. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, but it's really good, and I know you're going to want to access this. Okay, then moving on, we have the badass witches section. So this is all about tossing confetti in our cauldron for our students who are making magic. So this week we are featuring Cara Mendez. I always have trouble with Cara versus Cara, but all right, Cara Mendez, there we go. She is a soon-to-be certified integrative alchemy practitioner. Whoop, whoop. So she has a little note. She says, hey, I'm Cara. Cara. Oh my God. Cara. No, it's Cara. Cara. It's funny because like when I haven't really interacted with people like on a coaching call and it's just been online, I'm just reading it. So if I don't hear their name over and over again, then I'm like, wait, which one is it? Okay, Cara Mendez, I've got this. We've spent now, 30 seconds to a minute on this. Okay, I'm Cara Mendez, intuitive business and lifestyle coach for lightworkers and spiritual entrepreneurial moms ready to step into their true calling, own their power, and create the epic freaking life they desire on their terms. I'm a homeschooling mom of 5 gorgeous kiddos and wife to my sexy rockstar husband. Yeah, girl. I'm a lover of all things manifestation, mindset, self-care, and simplification. The Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification was a hell yes because I've been dabbling in NLP since last year and had some amazing results on my own, but I wanted to take it further and learn how to use it to support my clients more masterfully. Since Lexi is the perfect blend of witchy woo-woo and practical action-taking, it was a no-brainer when she told me she was launching a certification program. I've been following her for a while, waiting for just the right opportunity to work with her. This was it. I know this certification is going to quantum leap my life and allow me to sustainably grow my business to fully support my family by the end of this year and retire my husband from a business that is sucking his soul. Once we sell our company, we will then have the freedom to move our family across the country to live in our dream city of San Diego. Happy dance! Oh, I'm so excited to have her inside of this. It's really been so cool to see too how people have been following along for a bit. And, she's reached out to me a few times saying like, oh, I'm interested in like X program that you're offering, but it wasn't maybe the right fit at the time. And now here she is enrolled and super excited to get started. So I think this is also just such a beautiful reminder that people are watching. No, but for realsies, people are watching, people are paying attention, even if it feels like people aren't signing up or, you're not maybe getting the results that you're looking for right away. I've had so many people who, yes, there are people who see me for the first time and they're like, I'm in, I'm signing up, which is so cool. And there are people who, it takes a little bit longer, but that's cool too. So keep showing up, keep working your brilliance in the world and know that it is for something. There's the compound effect that definitely takes place. So if you are ready to join us and all the other magic makers inside of the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification, definitely go to lexidangel.com/certification. Yay! Okay, next section is Coven Q&A. So this is where I answer the burning cues from the witches in their coven. So the coven is a free Facebook group, like I was sharing. You can definitely join by searching for it in Facebook or just clicking on the link in the show notes. And it is our virtual community where we gather to share the top resources and tools to really be able to create epic results. So if you want to be a badass witch who makes magic in all realms of your life, you've got to join us inside. So each week inside of this section, I will be answering your burning questions about business, leadership, coaching, manifestation, mindset, NLP, hypnosis, EFT, spirituality, you name it. But in order to get your questions answered, you've got to be a member of the coven or one of my paid groups. So we have the question of, I'll read the question out loud. Hi. I'm curious if you have any fun tips for moving past upper limits, Lexi. I'm starting to witness all the things materialize over the past bit, like losing the weight I set out to, the guy I'm wild for is totally falling for me, new clients are aligning, hashtag confetti toss, all at once, which is precisely what I'm consciously creating. And I feel like I hit a kind of wall this evening. Feels like upper limit type thing. I shifted past most of it already, but I'm curious if you have any thoughts. So I, of course, had some thoughts and I said, hey. So often I find there's not one thing you can do and poof, your upper limits are gone. Working with the subconscious through time techniques, parts integration, EFT, hypnosis, etc., have been really powerful, but there are also conscious things you can do. Now, typically with conscious practices, they take more repetition and that usually means more time, but they're still effective. So the first thing I suggested was one, become aware of your upper and lower limit thermostat for each of the areas. So for example, what is the lowest weight that you usually allow yourself to reach before saying, whether this is consciously or subconsciously, some version of, nope, I can't let it get that good. It's time to gain weight again. So I don't know about you, but in the past, there was a weight that I would hit and I'd be like, oh, this is too close to good and self-sabotage, right? And then what's the highest weight you usually allow yourself to reach before saying, whether again, this is consciously or subconsciously, yikes, I refuse to gain any more weight. It's time to get serious about losing it again. So this is important because these are known as, you know, or this is known as your comfort zone and the boundaries of it. So we have this for all areas of our life. We have it for, you know, our health and our fitness. So like in terms of like weight, in terms of our relationships, in terms of the amount of money that we bring in. So for you, maybe it's like you hit a certain income and then you're like, this is too good. Self-sabotage, crashing down. Or your bank account gets so low or to a point where you're like, okay, nope, this is totally not acceptable. Time to make money again. Now, everyone's thermostat and threshold is completely different, but it's important to identify what yours is so you can become aware of it. So step two is to uncover what the conscious or subconscious beliefs are around that area of your life. So again, just talking about the weight aspect. Maybe you feel like it's not safe to be X amount of weight because then you'll receive more attention from people. And that means that, you know, XYZ, whatever that means for you. So maybe that means like people are going to be noticing you more. People are going to be like expecting you to act a certain way. I don't know. This is totally personal for you. Or maybe you might feel that like when you have this amazing body, other women might be threatened or triggered by your fit bod. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. So really just uncover what the beliefs are or what the fears are or what's going on there. Get curious. Step three is to identify the self-sabotaging patterns that come up when you hit your upper limit. So let's say that when you reach your ideal weight, you maybe stop working out and maybe you decide to indulge constantly. So when you're just able to simply identify these patterns, this brings them into your awareness, which allows you to consciously make new decisions. So this definitely takes effort, but the more that you practice, the easier it will get. And then there are also subconscious techniques and tricks that you can do for this, and that is all taught inside of the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification. So four, commit to shifting your identity and how you see yourself. This is huge. So it's one thing that I have a problem with in terms of motivational speakers is they're like, okay, go take this action, go do this thing. But that is just approaching it from like the behaviors layer. And again, one thing that you're going to learn inside of the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification is that there are logical levels for change and identity is at the top of this pyramid. And so basically, when you shift your identity, everything underneath it shifts, which then allows the actions and behaviors to automatically shift. So if you're just shifting the behaviors, you're not talking about the identity level. And so you could go work out but one day, but then you don't subscribe to the identity of somebody who is fit. So it might not be a regular thing. On the flip side, when you subscribe to the identity of being a fit person always works out. A fit person really cares about the food that they're putting into their body, and it becomes automatic. Their behaviors align with that identity. And an abundant AF coach, if that's how you see yourself, always attracts high-paying clients consistently. So the more you can step into your new identity and expand your energetic container for what you can hold, so the amount of money you can hold, the weight that you desire to hold, whatever it is, the easier this will get until these things become your new normals. So again, all of this is what we touch upon, not even touch upon, what we dive deeply into inside of the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification. So this is both for yourself to get these results, and then so your clients can as well, and you will know exactly how to facilitate the most epic transformation with your clients. Alrighty, the next and final section is Peek My Crystal Ball. So this is a glimpse at what's in store in the near future. So I wrote how we have two new episodes coming in hot this week on the Lexi Show. The first is episode 24, Introducing Weekly Witchery. Ta-da, this is what you are listening to right now. So I talked about how I'll be testing out doing a weekly witchery podcast episode each week where I recap all the juicy goodness inside of the emails and expand on a few things. So I would love to hear your feedback. How do you like these podcast episodes so far? Definitely let me know. I just value your opinion and I really like to hear what is helpful for you. So please reach out over on Instagram at Lexi D'Angelo and tell me what you think. So then we have episode 25, and that is coming out on Thursday. And this is all about how I'm creating the top certification program. So I know that you've been listening to this and you've been hearing me talk about the Integrative Alchemy Practitioner Certification over and over again. And why you might be, well, you might be all, yeah, Lexi, I get it. Another coaching certification, sick. That's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong, my friend. This is not just another certification program. There are a shiz ton of certifications out there. I know because I've taken more than I can count, but not all are made equally. And this isn't about being better than, because I do believe that each program has its rightful place and is going to speak to exactly who they need to speak to. However, for the current and future leaders who are ready to claim their spot as a top coach and masterful practitioner who truly has the ability to create epic magic that changes lives forever, this is for you. I am going to share all of the details about how I came up with the idea for the certification, as well as the nitty-gritties of the launch that I'm planning and how I intend and am going to make this the top certification program for the world's most conscious, collaborative, and change-making witches who are ready for massive impact and income. So make sure if you're listening to this but you haven't subscribed yet, definitely subscribe. And of course, it would always mean the world to me if you left a review. So feel free to do that as well. Woo! We did it. I hope that you enjoyed this week's weekly witchery. And I would love to hear, like I said, what you think about the format of this podcast episode and anything you want to share. Come share it with me. Love you all and have a fabulous rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen.
I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.